Gorath patrolled the defenders on the plateau rim, checking that their weapons were at the ready. He was accompanied by Selixa and Mordi, both of whom had armed themselves with slings. The Hermaid could see that the Gowsen were eager for action, so she constantly cautioned them.
Don't go hurling stones, spears or arrows until you can actually see the blighters. All this fog and mist can create false impressions, you know.
A young shrew twirled his sling restlessly.
I know, ma'am. I keep thinking I can see their ugly mugs coming at me through the mist, but it ain't nothing. Placed six with the eyes, all this fog.
Mordi patted the young warrior's shoulder.
You'll be all right. Just trust your own best judgment. Don't worry, we're all a bit edgy, what?
Rangvall loomed up, chuckling.
Well, 'tis no surprise we're edgy. Sure, aren't we standing on the edge here?
The Hermaid half grinned.
Oh, very droll indeed, sir.
At the sight of a painted brown rat face materialising out of the fog behind Rangvall, she whirled her sling. However, Gorath the Flame was even quicker. Leaping forward, he thrust his pitchfork, catching the brown rat in the throat. The vermin vanished with a horrible gurgle. Like lightning, the war cries of the defenders rang out.
Eulalia! Log-a-log-a-log-a-log!
They were echoed by the advancing horde.
Curly, curly, kill, kill, kill! Blood and bones!
The battle was on. Mordi was everywhere at once, swinging a loaded sling at vermin heads, stamping and kicking at paws that came over the top, yelling like a wild beast.
Your blood and vinegar, chaps!
Rangvall, with the dagger in either the paw, scuttled, crouching crab-like, as he circled the rim, stabbing out left and right.
Arr! Step up, ye villains, and meet the rogue!
Osbil saw a shrew take a spear through his heart. The Gowsim chieftain ran to fill the gap as his comrade fell. His rapier weaved a flashing pattern in the ceaseless drizzle as he carved and thrust, howling aloud.
"'Step to you, vermin, and I'm the beast to bring it! Log-a-log-a-log!'
Selixa tried to keep at Gorath's side, fearing that he might take the blood wrath and fling himself over at the enemy. The huge young badger was a fearsome sight. Often he would cast tongue his pitchfork to one side and grab a vermin from the edge. Lifting the foe beast high above his head, he would hail him, screaming into the mist-filled void. Selixa felt the rain driving on one side of her face as she called out in her excitement.
A wind is springing up.
Mordi whooped.
Eulalia! That'll shift this blooming mist, what? Come on, you vermin, let's see your foul faces. Come on and face us!